Ottawa. A new report from Statistics Canada says self-reported paid sick leave coverage has increased moderately since 1995, but coverage for frontline workers is still far from universal. The federal agency says that approximately 64% of workers reported having paid sick leave coverage in November 2022, in comparison to 56% in November 1995. Self-reported coverage appears to have increased for groups that traditionally have lower rates of coverage, including workers with full-time temporary jobs and non-unionized jobs. The report released this week says the data suggests that inequality in coverage has narrowed between some job types. But lower wage earners were still less likely to report that they have sick leave coverage. Only 17.2% of workers aged 15 to 64 whose hourly wages were in the bottom 10% said they had coverage. In contrast, 86.7% of employees whose hourly earnings fell in the top 10% said they have coverage. Meanwhile, employees of small businesses are also less likely to report coverage. Just under one-third of employees who said they worked for businesses with less than 20 workers said they had coverage. The report also looks at the British Columbia government's move in January 2022 to mandate up to 5 sick days for all workers, with some stipulations to the policy. Not surprisingly, self-reported coverage increased in BC following the change. However, no more than 56% of workers in the province reported having paid sick leave in 2022. This suggests workers were not aware of the new legislation or employers had not implemented the policy yet, the report says. Alternatively, the report adds, respondents may have associated the new sick days as coming from the province rather than their employer. The federal government mandated a requirement for 10 paid sick leaves for employees in federally regulated workplaces, and the change came into effect last December. This report by the Canadian Press was first published October 26, 2023. Najood Al-Malley's, The Canadian Press.